Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. So I saw a meme going around on Facebook recently, which was something along the lines of, if I did a TED talk, what would you assume I would be talking about? And I shared it in my Shop Speak Up Facebook group, and someone responded with speaking your truth and not giving a fuck. And this is something that I actually have been doing a lot of podcast interviews on, and people asking me this question all the time. How do you speak your truth and not give a fuck? And I want to start by saying I do give a fuck. It might appear like I don't, but I do. I definitely give a fuck. Otherwise, I wouldn't be showing up at the mic. But probably, I guess the question is, like, how do you do it in an unfiltered way and not really care about what other people think of you? And even then, I feel like I still have a bit of a filter on. I feel like this is just an unfolding. And having said that, definitely over the last 2 years, I would say the last five, probably the last 10, probably all my life really, but it's been like an evolution. And in fact, I feel like I was zero fucks 20 years ago, and then life circumstances made me be more fucks, and then I gave too many fucks, and now I give probably the right amount of fucks, I would say. So I hope no kids were listening to that, but we did start with parental advisory warning. So if your kids are listening, personal responsibility. Right. So when I'm asked that question, it makes me go into my head, because I actually think there's a bit of a book in this, but I'm not quite sure how I got here. But when I was thinking about it, there's definitely been some key things that have happened and that I've worked with to help me with this. And the first thing is something that I have done a lot in my retreat work with people, and that is becoming the observer. We've spoken about this a lot throughout this show, and it has been a tool that has literally changed my life. So there is a saying, I don't know who to attribute it to because I've read it in half a dozen books, and let's face it, in personal development land, everyone's ripping someone else off. So I don't know who to attribute this to other than pretty much everyone. And that is that idea of you are not your thoughts, you are the thinker of your thoughts. And just that statement alone gives you a little bit of space between you and the thoughts that you have. And from there, you can really become a witness to the thoughts. And this is work that, on my retreats we'll often do while we're doing something creative, because I believe the way you do one thing, the way you show up for one thing, is the way you show up for all things. So the way you show up to create something, whether it's a work of art, whether it's a program, whatever it is the way you're going to show up to all things that you're creating. And what we can learn when we create from the observer space and witnessing what the stories are that we're telling ourselves throughout a creative process, then we can really witness those, our behavior. And once we have awareness around our behavior, we can change it. And so that observer piece has been really huge for me, not only in the creative way, but also in the, okay, so let me have a think about how I'm showing up for this. Am I holding myself back? Is there something that I want to say that I'm not saying right now? What is my truth in this situation? Because I feel like so often we come from a reactive place in life, and giving yourself that space to be able to observe what's going on for you and question it, and really ask yourself, well, what is the actual truth in this situation? What's my truth? What's their truth? What's the truth? can give you enough space in order to really consider what it is that is your truth, right? So speaking your truth isn't about running your fucking mouth off, being reactive and aggressive. It is about speaking your truth is about actually figuring out what the fuck your truth is and then having the courage to be able to back that up. So, and that is a practice. I mean, I say that, I don't know how many times I've fucking said practice in this podcast, probably 7 million, because it really is. This speaking your truth shit, it is a practice. And it, I feel like the way that you figure out what your truth is sometimes is by also knowing what it not, what it isn't. And that only comes sometimes through saying it and then being like, oh shit, that's not what I meant. You know, I feel like one of the other really big transformational things I've done has been the work that I've done in around psychology of selves, which is that idea of there are these different elements to us, these different parts of us, for example, inner critic, perfectionist, people pleaser, just to give you a couple that are, you know, general language today. The inner critic is a classic one, right? Once we have awareness around having an inner critic and how strongly forward they are, or then we can also bring in a consoler so that we can have almost like an argument inside our heads. If this was fucking the 1920s, we'd be institutionalized right now. But, you know, like so that we can, when we have enough space between us and our thoughts that we can recognize, oh, wow, I'm being really hard on myself right now. We can bring forward the consoler to kind of like help talk the inner critic down a little. So because all of these parts of us are here to protect different elements of us. And I spoke about this a lot in my Find Your Freak program that I did mid-2018. You know, like exploring those different elements of you and looking into what the opposite of that is. And then, yeah, and so for me, it is like that has been a really transformational thing, being able to look at those elements of myself and converse with them, to talk them down from the edge of the cliff sometimes. Because my truth is not that of the inner critic. It's also not that of the consoler. It's neither. I exist outside of both of those. But it doesn't mean that they can't kind of, that I'm going to let the inner critic rule. I'm just not. Because I've said this a number of times in my show too, during one of my singing lessons, my singing teacher, Lisa Brown, had said, you get to choose the inner critic or the creator. And I choose the creator again and again and again and again because that has more power. And the inner critic is just a, like, honestly, this is going to sound really weird maybe, but nothing really matters. I have a underlying belief that none of this is really real anyway. So if that's the case, I've really nothing to lose. And anything that exists in my reality is my perception of it. So I'm all about questioning everything. Questioning my truth, questioning someone else's truth, questioning is this even real? Does this matter? And I don't know, it just gives me a sense of freedom because I'm not so tied down to being concerned about what other people think of me because I also am aware that that is their reality and that is their perception of me. And there is absolutely nothing I can do to change that. All I can do is change this, my inner dialogue, my inner lens on the world. That I have control over. I have control over what comes out of my mouth. I have, to a certain extent, I have control over how I show up. I have control over the person that I am. And one of the main things I think that has really shifted the way I see myself and the way I show up in the world is the idea of being able to look at myself at the end of the day and being happy with the person looking back, knowing that person was kind, not just to others, but to herself too. I truly do believe that when our cup is full, like it's cliche, that we serve from a place of overflow. I am here. This podcast exists to serve me first. It is an outlet of expression, and I give myself permission for it to be that. Nothing more, nothing less. An outlet of expression for me, because it helps me. The bonus of that is that from that place of overflow, I serve you. And now it also exists not just for me, but for you. And if it's here to serve me, then it's here for my enjoyment. It's here as a tool for my expression. There's no pressure on it to be anything other than what it is. And I feel like so often in life, we go through, not through the motions, we create for others. We create in service of, because it's like the thing that we should do. We should always be in service of others. But what I find is often when we're in complete service of others and we're not servicing ourselves, we end up feeling frustrated, resentful, angry, invisible, where if we are self-serving, then we can serve from the overflow. And then that also frees me up to speak my truth, because I don't actually need validation from you. It's a bonus when I get it. And sometimes I do still feel like I need a little bit of validation, but the validation is within me. And that is freedom. That is freedom from myself. It is freedom from expectations. It is freedom from expected outcomes. And therefore, I'm free to speak my truth and give zero fucks. So, I guess that's like my rambling on how to speak your truth and give zero fucks. And I actually am interested to dive a little further into this, because I feel like there is something here. I'm not quite sure what it is, but there's something here that I feel could serve you guys without any pressure. It would have to be my truth and would have to be something that would fill my cup. But definitely there's something here. So anyway, if you've enjoyed this, please reach out. I do love a bit of external validation, though I don't need it. It is nice to get it. So if you feel so inclined, reach out to me. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me. I have a lot of fun there. And also, just a heads up, Frequency, my podcaster's development program and mastermind, is going to be opening again in the next few weeks. So if you are interested to learn more about that, be sure to jump on my email list at carlinimmo.com. You'll also get the first 7 days to find your freak for free. It was a little audio program I ran a few years ago. And I will let you know when Frequency is up and running again. And yeah, follow me on Instagram. All right, that's it from me this week. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.